When the 1992-93 Chillicothe girls basketball season began, the Lady Hornets were excited about the team. Coming off a 19-8 season the previous year, the team was expecting a great season from returning all-district player Jane Dickinson. There was also talk of some promising young players that Coach Rich Fairchild was excited about. The 1992 season began the same way the previous season ended, with a loss to their nemesis, St. Joseph Benton, this time by 4 points. Next was the first win of the season, beating Cameron, then wins in the Putnam County Tournament, Macon, at Lafayette, and by the Christmas break, the team was 5-1. Wins continued in January and into February when a rematch with Benton was on the horizon. Sophomores Valerie Tullis and Beth Hinkenbein, plus senior Jane Dickinson, all scored in double figures in a 53-50 MEC win over St. Joe Benton. Chillicothe continued to win and route to a conference title. Districts began with wins over Maryville and Lafayette. A district championship was earned by a 57-49 win, again over Benton, on Benton's home court. The state tournament would not be as successful, Chillicothe girls losing the first round to Kearney 65-56. The Lady Hornets lost their first and last games of the season, but won 24 in a row in between, the longest winning streak, girls or boys basketball, in school history. It was the most wins in school history up to that date for the Lady Hornets, and the first of 5 straight 20-plus winning seasons for the Chillicothe girls team. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.